What do you like about reading, Andrew?
I like when you discover that someone that you just met is a reader too, and you start doing the back and forth where you're like, well, have you read this? Oh, you have. Oh, no, I haven't read the latest one. Oh, I love that guy. What did that? And you start like writing down titles and you search on Amazon and you start downloading books.
I like that your writing is with your thumbs.
Yeah, I write with my thumbs, like a little old-fashioned BlackBerry. This is a great podcast. What do you like about reading, Crystal?
I like doing that by myself on the subway.
Yes.
What do you like reading, Crystal? Well, I like reading this book. Yes. Yes, I do.
Everybody, welcome to the Goldilocks and the Three Cares podcast, the podcast where we take a look at a direct published work, what's too hot, what's too cold, and what's just right. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Crystal.
And you're also Crystal.
I have.
And what did you both read this week?
We're going to do this for the whole podcast. We read Pentecost, an arcane thriller, book one by J.F. Penn.
Where'd you find the book?
Well, I actually was doing a little internet creeping, and I found Joanne Penn's website, and she's actually got a really amazing website for authors who are trying to self-publish. She's got a slew of nonfiction books to help, you know, people who want to publish their book publish. So I looked into her fiction, and I was immediately interested in what she writes.
This book is right up your wheelhouse, isn't it?
It is. I very much like it.
And just judging by the title, there's a little bit of a religious theme to it. Why don't you tell me about what the book's about?
It is about a woman named Morgan. She's ex-military trying to become a professor. So we got a little Indiana Jones aspect going on.
There's a little bit of that.
A little bit of that. And her sister and niece are kidnapped because they both own these stones, and they discover that keepers own these stones and that there's something bigger going on that is going to happen at Pentecost. And there's sort of three other parties who are involved, all trying to find these 12 stones before the others. And poor Morgan is just trying to save her sister's and her niece's life.
This sounds not dissimilar. I mean, you mentioned Indiana Jones, but it sounds a little bit like Dan Brown-esque.
A little Da Vinci Code, yes. Yeah. There's definitely Da Vinci Code going on, except this time we have an awesome, kick-ass female protagonist.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about the main character.
Already mentioned kick-ass, so okay. I don't know what else you want me to say. No, she's this brilliant woman who, you know, is quite knowledgeable about religious aspects and as well as psychology, actually. Mm-hmm. And so there's that one side to her, but then there's also this side that was in the military. As I mentioned, she knows Krav Maga.
Krav Maga?
Sorry.
Krav Maga. Yeah.
Yes, that one.
Just start and just let it roll.
Just let it. I did. I tried.
Falling down stairs.
Well, that's exactly what it sounded like.
Yes.
So she knows martial arts. She knows how to fight her way out of a room. And I basically love characters like that. So again, right up my wheelhouse.
And the comparison to Dan Brown is favorable in this particular case.
Yes. You know, it had all the elements of the Da Vinci Code in terms of trying to solve a puzzle.
Yeah. Within a period of time.
Within a period of time, which just ultimately makes it a thriller. So I think the Da Vinci Code is one of the great thrillers. I also, the author of Sahara, I can't remember his name.
Mm-hmm.
But
we'll edit that in post.
Yeah.
No, we won't. We don't do post.
That guy.
Anyone who's been listening knows we don't do post.
Yes, that's true.
What was too hot? What was there too much of?
There, because it's a thriller, you have basically the action just takes place from page two, right?
Like,
it's
go.
Yeah, exactly. And there was a lot going on here. And I think J.F. Penn did a really good job of introducing us to that. But at the same time, I felt like there were elements that was just a bit of info dump that really didn't need to be there. So, for example, spoiler, Morgan's husband is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this info dump of he's dead. Okay, fine. We get that. But then later on, the gentleman that she has to work with, mm-hmm. Is doing a background check on her or is researching her. And he also finds out that her husband is dead. So I felt like there could have just been maybe some clues that her husband was dead. And then we got an explanation later on, from this, you know, he's doing research on her, so that information would come up.
Yeah, and I guess that, you know, in terms of the mystery and the information dump that happens at the beginning, like, in a thriller, like you said, it's page two and go. And now there's usually a time barrier, and the protagonists have to move rapidly through a series of challenges in order to complete by that time barrier. That's kind of what a thriller is. What you're describing is more of a mystery. You wanted things doled out a little bit more. There was maybe an element of mystery missing.
Yeah, and there were elements of mystery. It's not mm-hmm. like that component was missing completely.
But mystery about the character and the situation.
Yeah, I would have liked a little bit more of a reveal about the characters as opposed to this is who they are immediately.
Yeah.
So I would have liked a little bit more pacing in terms of finding out who our characters were.
And for those of you who are listening, there are many, many more spoilers.
Are there?
Yeah, well, read the book and find out. And what was too cold? What was there not enough of?
While I love the character, and I've mm-hmm. already raved about how much I love her.
Yeah, any more words and we might get an explicit content rating. So, so just simmer down.
It's okay to have crushes simmer on down. People who aren't real.
That's right.
So I just found that, you know, you have this character, and I've already described how there's one side that's this academic, and then there's this other side that is military. And so when you have a thriller, people gonna die.
Yeah.
First of all.
People gonna die.
And she's used to killing people.
Yeah.
But then she also gets really excited about the artifacts that they're finding mm-hmm. and, you know, the adrenaline that comes with fighting in a battle and that sort of thing. I felt that at some points the switch was too drastic for me as the reader who doesn't have that mind frame, because I felt like, oh, now we're laughing, but you just, you know, that guy's dead. And
that brings up a really interesting point, because, you know, there's the two places in her mind, and, you know, soldiers have that work mindset and then they have the home mindset, and police officers and EMTs and anyone who's in a highly stressful, you know, physically demanding role has that off switch.
Exactly. Yes.
I don't have that kind of a workplace thing, and I know you don't either. No. So like, as a writer, how do you draw someone who has no knowledge of that kind of a workings into it? Like, how do you make that, how do you help the reader to make that switch? That's like laughing time is over kind of thing, right?
I mean, part of me as the reader understood that this is who the character is. But then at the same time, I just wanted a little bit more of a transition. And I think that's all it is. Because in the main character's mind, it's basically she doesn't even have to think about it anymore. This is her life and what she's used to, you know, despite the fact that she's been out of the military for a few years, you know. Just it doesn't even have to be anything big, but just the transition of, you know, the adrenaline is coursing through her. Yay, we're high-fiving and everything is excellent. And then, you know, the stop. Oh, you know, my sister, I need to go and save her, and we need to refocus. Yeah. Let's refocus and that sort of thing. I would have, it's just the little transitions, I think, that would have made it a little smoother for me.
It is interesting because, you know, as a writer, you're sitting there and you're building a character, and there's a very deliberate exuberance about her work, but then also a certain amount of capability for her old work.
Yes.
And usually when you're building that sort of a thing as an author, you kind of fall in love with the duality, and then you try to play with it a little bit too much, and it seems like here there just wasn't quite enough.
Right, and I think it's the fine line thing again, right? And I don't know if we need to bring back the precipice of doom, but it really is. It's you need readers to read it and get their opinions and really question, you know, are my readers really going to come from a military background?
Yeah.
And, you know, probably not. I don't know. I don't know a lot of military Well, I don't know. I'm speaking out of my...
Probably not.
Yeah, thank you. So, you know, do I need a little bit more here to really get my readers to understand?
Yeah. That being said, this book got a lot right.
It did. Yes.
Yes.
We thought that, that, you know, overall, just the way that the venues were described, there was a lot of cathedrals. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of details in trying to find these artifacts. And I love that sort of thing because, you know, you know, part of it is real, you know, places in London. But then you also know that some, the author's taken the liberty and has created on her own. And I love that because it's so creative and it's just, you know, take an idea and run with it. Yeah. And she definitely did.
This book, or this type of genre, lives and dies on the, do I feel like I'm there? Because, you know, we started talking about Indiana Jones and that's a very visual experience.
Oh yeah, you immediately see a boulder coming straight for you.
That and, you know, all the other things that happen, the snakes and the other snakes and the snakes and the Kalima and all that kind of stuff. But like, no, but it's a very visual experience, and in order to have that leap off the page, if you don't do that right, you don't get to do the next book in the series.
Exactly. And I felt like it was done perfectly. And I mean, I saw some criticism in regards to just the amount of traveling that they have to do in such a short period of time. But I really felt
I believe it.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, some of the crazy trips that I've done.
Exactly. Like you know, if you have a private jet, you basically get to go anywhere. Yeah. And it really added to the urgency of next place, next place, next place. What's next?
This book also touches on what could be a pretty sensitive subject for some, the subject of religion. How is that handled?
I thought it was handled in the way that I enjoy religion to be handled. And that's in here's what's happening.
Yeah.
Here are the facts that, mm-hmm. that some people are giving you. And then here is your own personal belief based on the character of who you are.
Yeah.
And at that point, you have characters believing in different things, getting different information. And ultimately, at the end, it leaves you with the question of, is this real? Did this really happen? Is there truth to this, mm-hmm. or not? It leaves you to make up your mind and make the decision.
Do I have evidence or do I have faith?
Exactly. And I enjoy that because it makes you think as a reader. Mm-hmm. And then it also, it's not offending anyone. It's not pushing anything on anybody. And it really leaves you to make up your own mind. And I've repeated that 4 times now. So I hope you get the point.
That was Pentecost, which is the first book. Pentecost.
Pentecost.
Pentecost. Pentecost by J.F. Penn. And now you're laughing at me. Crystal.
I'm sorry.
Compose yourself.
All right, let's bring it in.
Tell me where we can find this
epic
book.
Epic close. Are you ready for this?
Yes, please.
You can find this book on Amazon. Mm-hmm. It's also on J.F. Penn's website, which we'll include in our little blurb. And again, I recommend that you check out her website. She's got a really great community going on. I feel like I'm a little late to the party, so.
Good. Where can you find us if you want to be early to our party?
We are on our website, mm-hmm. www.everythingstemporary.com, Twitter at everythingstemp, iTunes, Goldilocks and the Three Cares,
yep.
YouTube, Everything's Temporary, or search Goldilocks and the Three Cares.
Well, everybody, that's the podcast for this week. Thank you very much for listening. If you like what you heard, like, share, social media, do your thing.
I was going to say call us, but no.
Call us.
Don't call us.
No, don't call us. We don't have a number. Klondike 5.
Don't do that.
555. Yeah. Everybody, thank you very much. On behalf of the Goldilocks and the Three Cares podcast, I'm going to cut this out. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Crystal. Until next time, keep reading.
Pentecost, 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 Pentecost.